Hey there, this is Seth Juarez from Talentline coming to you from the beautiful city of Taipei, Taiwan, where we're at the Community Open Camp, a wonderful open source sort of community where they're doing lots of sessions. We are streaming some of them live and you can catch them on Channel 9 later on, all in Chinese, so we're pretty excited to be here. And I have a special guest. Tell us who you are and what you do.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, so who are you and what do you do?
Yeah, I'm Jia Qi Zhang. Mm-hmm. My name is George, and I'm the founder of Taiwan Our User Group, which is the largest data mining community in Taiwan.
So it's a Taiwan Our User Group?
Taiwan Our User Group.
So when did you get involved with open source? How long have you been involved with open source?
I think I get into open source community since maybe 2008 or 2009. Yeah, and there is the largest open source community conference in Taiwan, which is called Coast Cup.
It's called Coast Cup?
Yeah, Coast Cup. And I joined Coast Cup and I feel it's a very, very cool place that if you can contribute or you can promote more open source projects or you can contribute more open source projects, I think it's a really cool thing. So after that, I think I should do something I can do that. Uh-huh. To open source community.
So what is it that you decided to do to sort of help the community?
Yeah, I after joining the Coast Hub and I tried to learn the Python language, mm-hmm. and after 1 or 2 years, I also learned R language for building a trading system.
I see.
Yeah, a trading system. So there are a lot of good tools that you can use R easily to do some backtesting works in a quantitative trading system. So
I see.
So I learned R. So after that, I think I should do, because R is an open source language, mm-hmm. so I think I should create a community that we can involve more people to contribute more and we can teach more people to use R free, yeah. So
I see. So you started a group, Taiwan R User Group,
in 2012. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So tell me about sort of what it was like to set up this group. Was it hard at the beginning and it got easier?
Yeah, it's really, really hard at the beginning. Actually, we have less than 10 uh-huh. attendees.
Oh wow!
At the beginning, maybe 3 months or 6 months. Yeah, but actually, the people joining in the first beginning, I think I need to say mm-hmm. a lot of things to them because mm-hmm. they did a lot of their attendance mm-hmm. just encouraged me to host more events. So I think I need to say. Thank you. Thanks for your attendance. That encourage me a lot. But the people joining at the beginning, they just say that your meeting frequency is too high because we meet every week.
You meet every week
at the beginning. So they just think you cannot find so much speakers that mm-hmm. can give so much talks. So that you must to slow down mm-hmm. after 1 year or half a year, but we never slow down until now. Until now, we are the largest community, data mining community in Taiwan, maybe also in Asia Pacific. But we always meet weekly, and we always can find a good quality speaker to share in our community. So our attendance are more and more after 1 year.
So you go start. Every single week.
Yeah.
That's tough. I mean,
yeah,
how do you...
it's really, really tough.
How do you maintain sort of that consistency?
It's really hard at the beginning because at the beginning, I just find a lot of my friends, uh-huh. they want to learn more. They mm-hmm. learn more and more, so mm-hmm. they spend a lot of time to learn a lot of open source projects and mm-hmm. to study the newest project and
right.
to write to read the project source code and try to contribute and try to modify. They also do a lot of summary and give the talk.
And we
also host a lot of hackathon event that we can get together and write code together. Yeah, so make the weekly meeting can continue.
I see. Yeah. So you have a mix of speakers, hands-on stuff,
yeah,
and events where people can actually write code,
yeah,
where you hack on things together.
Yeah. We hack together at the beginning. At the beginning, although there are less people,
uh-huh,
but it's the most happy time at
I
the
see.
Beginning because we discussed the mathematical formula, the Babel, and the Weibull. But after 1 year, there are more and more attendance. Mm-hmm. We cannot discuss the tough mathematical formula.
I see.
So we need to separate a subgroup that we can continue to discuss that thing.
I see. So at the beginning, when it was smaller, you were able to have like these really tight, like deep sort of conversations. And now, how many people come to your group?
Now it's
3,800, yeah, as you can see.
It's the total, but active one just maybe 600
a month.
That's amazing. A month. Yeah, but for meeting, maybe 400 to 600, yeah.
Well, how do you fit all these people into your user group meeting?
I don't know.
I
don't know everyone, yeah.
I see. But do you meet like in a specific place?
Yeah, actually there are, we have a lot of sponsors here that, uh-huh, maybe we can try to, yeah, we have a lot of sponsors. The largest sponsor, yeah, it's not a real website, so I cannot scroll down. Yeah, the largest sponsor for us is including the venue sponsor, uh-huh, and also the financial sponsor. Uh-huh. The largest financial sponsor is Revolution R, Revolution Analytics. Yeah, and they sponsor our community for maybe 3 years.
That's amazing because recently,
yeah,
Microsoft acquired Revolution.
Yeah, Analyst. Microsoft acquired.
What
Revolution.
Do you think about that? Was that good, bad? What do you think?
I think it's good for because Revolution need more power and more money to make more positive effect to our community. They do sponsor a lot of our community.
Mm-hmm.
Even people in Microsoft don't know these kind of things.
I see.
Yeah, don't know. They don't know. Yeah.
So tell me, so obviously there's things that we're still working on Microsoft, but what are some things that you've seen that have happened since Revolution Analytics was acquired by Microsoft? What are some encouraging things that you've seen?
I see, actually, I see that Revolution R is the only R version that can complete build within the Visual Studio tools.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, if you want to build open source R code from the source code to the binary in the Visual C++ compiler, uh-huh, it's no way. Yeah,
it's very hard.
So I am looking for, so the R open source community, the user and the developer in our open source community are just looking for one version that can build with Visual C++ compiler, mm-hmm, that can build in the Windows platform. Because we know that the Python, the open source code of Python can completely build in within Visual C compiler, R cannot.
And so they're still
working on that. R is really, really slow in Windows. Otherwise, if you use Revolution R, it's another story, yeah.
I see. And so there's the open source R, and then there's the Revolution Analytics R, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Besides the acquisition, that I think Microsoft did a lot of things for make maybe Linux users happy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We do happy that we will see the Microsoft SQL,
uh-huh,
can run on Linux platform.
Yeah. And then also, I understand that SQL Server, the latest edition, can run R scripts directly in stored procedures.
Yeah, it's already can run R script in the SQL Server.
And then I've also seen that they've added R scripting to Power BI.
Yeah.
And they've also added sort of R to Azure ML.
Yeah.
What do you think about this whole sort of proliferation of R into all of Microsoft products?
I think it's good for Microsoft because other software company like IBM or like SAS they do like Oracle, they do or Pivotal, they do have their own database product. Mm-hmm. Like Oracle database or Pivotal is the enterprise version of PostgreSQL.
I see.
Yeah, and Microsoft has its own SQL Server, but they have no analytic tool like that's so powerful like R built on top of SQL Server. But Oracle has its own version of R, Oracle R.
I see.
And SAS has also its database and its analytical tool. But Microsoft didn't have these kind of things before they acquire OpenShift. So I think it's really, really good for Microsoft to acquire RevolutionR, yeah.
So let's talk about your user group. How can people start to go to your user group if they're interested? How do they sign up? How do they participate?
Actually, our user group is two things. One is the community, is Taiwan our user group, and one is the meetup.
Okay.
The meetup is called MLDN Monday. MLDN stands for Machine Learning and Data Mining. That means that we did not only discuss about the R, but also discuss a lot of about machine learning and data mining. So we focus more about the engineering part and also business intelligence parts.
I see.
Also business models, how do you use your data to change your business model? We also discuss a lot of things like this.
And so do you do that? That's part of your weekly meetings as well?
Actually, help our client to use their data to change their business model is our consulting firms.
Oh, I see.
Job, but we do a lot of connection. We build a lot of connection in our community, and sometimes we will because they are all our friends, and for four years
sure.
We just serve them for free. Yeah,
that's sometimes, awesome. Yeah. So let's talk about like if someone wants to sign up for your group, where can they go to sign up and become part of your group? Where are the meetings? How can people show up? How can people show up? Where are your meetings?
Up.
Yeah, so if I want to go to your user group, where do I go to look?
Yeah, you need to go to Meetup.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a Meetup, so we have Meetup, so you can address the event.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, on the Meetup. So we have weekly event, and every last week of the month is booked for only girls.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
It's our ladies.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
So I cannot go that kind of event.
That's
so
awesome. Yeah, and we met Yan who leads.
Yeah,
that
Yan is the founder.
That's
he's the
awesome.
Co-founder of our ladies. They have four co-founders. Yeah.
So this is really cool. It's a really neat community for people to learn R. Any last words for people that are watching?
Yeah. I think if you want to contribute or if you want to go to a open source community and you never go to any open source community, welcome to our group. And if you are not or Taiwanese, you can do Taiwan, it's also welcome.
That's
to
awesome.
Come to our Machine Learning and Data Mining Monday. We meet every Monday. So if you want to come here, you just need to keep your Monday night free, yeah, so you can come here, yeah.
Well, it's been so awesome to talk with you. And so if you're in Taiwan or you're visiting Taiwan and you want to go to their user group every Monday, at what time?
It's starting 7:30, yeah.
7:30, every Monday night, 7:30. Keep your calendar open for the Taiwan R user group. My name is Seth Juarez. Thanks so much for being here with us. This is Channel 9. We're here in the beautiful city of Taipei, Taiwan for the Community Open Camp. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time. Take care.